I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out. I am pretty sure both of these are the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts and the work we do with our hands please you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Most of us drive to church on Sunday mornings. We get on our cars in the neighborhoods we live in, and we park in the church's parking lot, and we walk toward this building. And so the only neighborhood that we're conscious of when we arrive is the one that looks like the church's buildings and the people in this room. But the church has a larger neighborhood, too. People who live just a few blocks from here. The church is their neighbor, and sometimes not. One of the best questions that I know for thinking about how well the church is doing is to ask this: if this church closed its doors tomorrow, who would miss it other than its neighbors? Other than its members. Who other than we sitting here would miss this church if it were not here? So we've been working, and there is still lots more work to do, to make the church a better neighbor, to make this property a safe place for anyone who walks through its campus during the week, to welcome people who come here for a second harvest food distribution during the week. And this year especially, we have worked on coming alongside families at Rosemary School, the elementary school that's just a few blocks away from here on Hamilton Avenue. Maybe you already know that every week this winter and spring, a team of about 25 trained volunteers has been sitting with kindergartners and fourth graders at Rosemary School and reading with them. We're hoping not just to improve their reading skills, but to help them learn to love reading. Almost 90% of Rosemary School's 515 students qualify for the federal free lunch program. About 75% are learning English as a second language, which means that for most of them, their parents cannot read with them at home in the language that they are learning at school. You know how important reading is. Reading makes the difference in how you learn every other subject. Experts who plan for future prison needs use third grade reading rates as a predictor of how many people will spend time in jail later. Reading has the power to lift our imaginations, to open up new worlds and new possibilities for all of us. And so our Worship at Work project today is an extension of our effort to share the joy and the value of reading with our neighbors. Several years ago, some creative person started the project of installing little wooden boxes in front yards to hold books for neighbors to share. Take a book, leave a book, was the motto written onto those boxes. The idea has now spread across the country. There's a whole system of free little libraries in neighborhoods in many states, and in fact now in many countries. Every little library is painted differently. Each one holds different kinds of books, supplied and exchanged by people who live nearby. These libraries have become gathering places. They start conversations among neighbors about books and reading and then other things. Only, these free little libraries show up mostly in affluent neighborhoods. Places where the residents can afford these beautiful little structures in their front yards. Our project, today and over the next few months, is to build these little library boxes and to put them in neighborhoods where they would never be likely to show up otherwise. In the neighborhood across Hamilton Avenue, which has had problems with gangs and drugs. In other neighborhoods in Campbell where people live crowded into not very nice apartments that are still too expensive for one family to rent by itself. These are the neighborhoods where children at Rosemary School live. These are the church's neighborhood. So there are three parts to this project. First, building the library boxes. That's what we're doing today. And over the next couple of months, we'll be building relationships with property owners in the neighborhood, talking with them to get permission to install the boxes on a corner of their property. And then finally, we are taking on the responsibility of maintaining these little libraries, keeping them filled with books, noticing what kinds of books our neighbors like to read, repairing the boxes if they get vandalized or damaged. And if you would like especially to be involved in one of those later pieces of the project, make a note on your attendance card this morning before you leave it in the offering plate at the back. Today, our work is to be a neighbor. Today, our worship is to be of use. Amen.